We're going into the fifth year, I think, on the new Cillid project. Tell us what that is and where we're at.
It's a project that started in 2012, involving a team of scientists from all over the country, trying to put together a range of, I guess, science developments or technologies. And the goal is to build and release into the field a Cillid that has less capacity to acquire and transmit the Liberbacter pathogen that causes HLB. So the premise is that if we can disable the Cillid and then rear it and release it much in the way you would a biological control agent, then you could over time reduce the overall wild population, dilute it out in its ability to move the bacteria. And we all know Cillid populations are high again, and so this might be a real useful tool to complement what we're doing with other Cillid management.
I believe this is a $9 million project with numerous institutions around the country involved.
That's correct. It's funded by the USDA. NIFA is one of the first big citrus projects, and it involves 8 teams and about 40 scientists across quite a number of states. And they're not necessarily all citrus biologists, but rather bringing in the skill sets to essentially build a Cillid that has this limited ability to move the bacteria.
And I think bottom line, a lot of progress, no cigar yet.
Right. We were hopeful that by the end of the fifth year, we'd have a Cillid that was in the greenhouse on plants, ready to scale up and put in the field. And we're not quite there yet. But one of the reasons we're not is that many of the legs of the stool, if you will, have continued forward, and so we're still working to come up with the best combination of traits that will give us that ultimate Cillid. So the work goes on. There's additional funding that'll be available after year 5, and we're optimistic that it's going to get where it needs to go.
And I think you've found one side benefit. You talked about the Cillid Shield.
Yes, the Cillid Shield is taking some of the advances that have been developed in part through this project, and particularly RNAi, and targeting the Cillid with a small fragment of a gene that when it ingests that fragment, it disrupts the biology and ultimately leads to Cillid death. So we're working with a number of folks to get the logistics set up to put this into the field this coming season to see if we can actually interfere with Cillid biology by putting this factor into the tree.
And going back to the basic new Cillid project, I think you noted that at the start of the project, everybody acknowledged it was a high-risk project, correct?
Absolutely, and one of the games, if you will, of grantsmanship is you have to have points of delivery. And so we put a very ambitious program together saying that by year 5 we would have some pretty good progress on this. And we've got the progress, but we haven't hit the milestone. So I don't think the team is disappointed because there's been a lot of really good science coming out of this.
All my questions, Harold. Anything else about the new Cillid you'd like to wrap up?
Well, only to say that we know now in the industry we're back in a position where there are a lot more Cillids this season than prior. We know that diligence through the CHIMAs and individually to treat Cillid populations is important, and the availability of this additional tool would only complement all the things that growers are doing right now, and including the abandoned grove removal program that's also in place.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.